And now, James Gravel.
Welcome to our study of the intentional will of God. In an earlier lesson, I mentioned British minister Leslie Weatherhead, who wrote the book, The Will of God. In that book, Weatherhead asked, what sort of God pours ill health upon his beloved children? That is an excellent question, especially in light of Christ's earthly ministry. Surely Christ's life would reveal to us what God's intentional will is. We know, for example, that Jesus spent much of his time healing the sick, feeding the hungry, and comforting the lonely or bereaved. If Jesus was carrying out the will of God, and from passages like John 8, verse 29, we know that he was, then we can only conclude that God does not intend for us to have to endure illness, hunger, or alienation. Let me illustrate. If someone fell ill and possibly even died during Christ's lifetime, and the people of that age said it must have been God's will, then when Christ healed the sick and raised the dead, was he working in opposition to God's will? Obviously, being sinless, he was not. Or if someone today fell ill and possibly died, and we said it must have been God's will, were the doctors and nurses who expended every effort to save that person working in opposition to God's will? And if we answer yes to that question, then why would we petition God through prayer to ask him to help the sick, since we would know that such prayer would not be according to his will? Here's my point. If we examine Christ's teachings and actions, we will learn how we ought to act to ensure the unfolding of God's intentional will in our lives. At the same time, however, we must recognize that because God endowed us with free will, he thus allows us to do things that break his heart. As Weatherhead put it, we must come to terms with the idea that the intentional will of God can be defeated by the will of man for the time being. If this were not true, then man would have no real freedom at all. Exactly the point. The problem, then, is not with God's intentional will, but with man's free will choices.